We have an impromptu now on WFMT. Impromptus are supported in part by generous grants from the Elizabeth F. Cheney Foundation, a Chicago-based philanthropy dedicated to arts and culture, and by generous gifts from members of the WFMT Fine Arts Circle. April 23rd of this year marks the 400th anniversary of William Shakespeare's death. Chicago a cappella is taking part in the multitude of events happening throughout the city, remembering the Bard of Avon's astonishing legacy, all of this instigated by Chicago Shakespeare Theater. And on this impromptu, we're going to hear Chicago a cappella and Chicago Shakespeare in collaboration. This is actually a preview of a concert called Shakespeare a cappella, which will have four performances, and the first of them taking place this weekend in Evanston and Hyde Park. More details about that later, but right now to music and verse of Shakespeare from Chicago a cappella and Chicago Shakespeare. And to take us through this program, we have the group's principal music director, John William Trotter. John, welcome.
Thank you so much.
And for that matter, welcome to all of you. And we'll talk more about what the concert will actually consist of, and I think everyone will get an idea of what that is very shortly. Why don't you tell us what we're about to hear?
This is A Summer Sonnet by Kevin Olson, on a text which takes a few measures to emerge, but which may be familiar when it does.
And there's more, though. You want to give us an idea of the whole chunk that's coming up here?
Sure. Then you'll hear an excerpt from Romeo and Juliet, which goes into It Was a Lover and His Lass by John Rutter. And then a piece by Parkman, written for us, featuring soloist Sarah Ponder, about the disappointed heart, shall we say, into a scene from As You Like It, and then Matthew Harris, Take, Oh, Take Those Lips Away.
Okay.
Shall death brag the wanderer's in his shade? When in eternal lines to time thou growest, and so on.
It is my lady. Oh, it is my love. Oh, that she knew she were. Two of the fairest stars in all the heaven, having some business, do entreat her eyes to twinkle in their spheres till they return. If I profane with my unworthiest hand this holy shrine, the gentle sin is this: my lips, two blushing pilgrims, did ready stand to smooth that rough touch with a tender kiss.
Good pilgrim, you do wrong your hand too much, which mannerly devotion shows in this, for saints have hands that pilgrims' hands do touch, and palm to palm is holy palmer's kiss.
Have not saints lips? And holy palmers, too?
I, pilgrim, lips that they must use in prayer.
Oh, then, dear saint, let lips do what hands do. Move not while my prayers effect I take. Thus from my lips, by thine, my sin is purged.
Then have my lips the sin that they have took.
Sin from my lips? Oh, trespass sweetly urged. Give me my sin again.
You kiss by the book. Give me my Romeo, and when I shall die, take him and cut him out in little stars, and he will make the face of heaven so fine that all the world will be in love with night.
Ding, ding, ding. hey, ding a ding a ding,
hey, ding a ding.
Men have died from time to time, and worms have eaten them, but not for love. Love is merely a madness, and I tell you, deserves as well a dark house and a whip as madmen do. And the reason why they are not so punished is that the lunacy is so ordinary that the whippers are in love too. Yet I profess curing it by counsel.
Did you ever cure any so?
Yes, one, and in this manner. He was to imagine me his love, his mistress, at which time would I grieve, be effeminate, longing and liking, proud, fantastical, full of tears, full of smiles, for every passion something, and for no passion truly anything. Would now like him, now loathe him, then entertain him, then forswear him, now weep for him, then spit at him. And thus I cured him. I drove my suitor from his mad humor of love, cured him clean as a sound sheep's heart, that there shall not be one spot of love in't.
I would not be cured, youth.
That set began with Summer Sonnet by Kevin Olsen with soloist Trevor Mitchell. Then we heard an excerpt from Romeo and Juliet, then music of John Rutter, It Was a Lover and His Lass, followed by music of Håkan Parkman, My Love is as a Fever, the soloist in that, Sarah Ponder. We heard an excerpt from As You Like It by Shakespeare, Rosalind and Orlando in dialogue, and finally, music of Matthew Harris, Take, Oh, Take Those Lips Away. Chicago a cappella, and two members of Chicago Shakespeare, Barbara Robertson and Greg Winkler, performing for us this afternoon, a sort of preview of the Shakespeare a cappella concert, which will be performed four times in the Chicago area. The first performance is coming up this weekend, Saturday, at Nichols Concert Hall. That'll be at 8 o'clock in the evening in Evanston. Then Sunday, the 14th of February, in Rockefeller Memorial Chapel. And then Saturday, February 20th, Pilgrim Congregational Church in Oak Park, 8 p.m. Sunday, February 21st at 4 p.m. in Wentz Concert Hall in Naperville. And for tickets to these concerts, you can call 773-281-7820 or go online to chicagoacapella.org. And we'll hear more from these wonderful artists in just a moment. But first, we're going to talk once again with John William Trotter, who is the principal music director and who put this whole thing together for us. John, thanks again for doing it, by the way, and for coming into the station today. And let's talk first a bit about how this all came together. And what a wonderful idea it was, and I think an idea that was inevitable given the fact that you folks had this very successful CD, which came out recently, called, was it, Shall We Compare Thee?
Shall I Compare Thee? Yes, Shakespeare right. would have called that Fate, actually.
Right. Mm-hmm. And well, how did it come about? Did Chicago Shakespeare come to you and say, hey, let's do this?
It was a two-way street, shall we say.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a lot of symbiosis between ensemble singing and the attention we pay to language and what poets and actors do. So there's sort of this natural curiosity, I think, leaning over the fence and wondering what it's like over there. So it really is fun to work directly together and see people who've mastered the spoken word and how they get right inside the words and the character, as we strive to do with the sung word.
Right. And of course, when you're talking about Shakespeare, you're talking about words put together, even when they're not sung, they're very musical.
Mm-hmm. It's remarkable when you think of how poets and those who analyze poetry speak about poetry. They use most of the same words that musicians use to talk about music. They talk about meter, they talk about rhythm. Poets speak about music. The music of the poem, it's the inside properties of the words, how the vowels are and how the consonants reflect the meaning of things and how phrases scan and flow. And we speak of phrases in music, making a musical thought coherent. And it's just, they're so close to one another. When you have poets who love Shakespeare, when you have composers who love Shakespeare and they live with the text and marinate in it, then they bring their perspective to it and it's fun.
And it's surprising how well all this works. I mean, I would never have thought that, you know, Kevin Olsen's thing could work, that this would work as a bossa nova,
yeah,
of all things, but it does.
And there's a couple pieces on the program where we take the same text and do two different treatments, and yep, they are completely different, and at the same time illuminate. It's like taking a light and shining on a different angle of a sculpture. It's the same sculpture, but you've never seen it quite that way before.
Right. And most of the music is, I like the fact that it's contemporary. It's not, mm-hmm, of Shakespeare time. It's of our time.
That's right.
Very much.
The reason we're celebrating his birthday is because people still care, you know? In fact, Shakespeare was one of the early influences that convinced me there is such a thing as human nature. I thought if someone can write 400 years ago about something that I can recognize so readily, including those things I've never said but have struggled to understand, if he can put it right on the stage and immediately we can all recognize it. And, you know, so many things have been invented and so many countries have risen and fallen in that time, and still it speaks to us. That's why so many composers were happy to jump at the chance.
Right. Well, I could listen to this for an entire afternoon.
That's sorry,
we only have 40 minutes or so. But tell us what we're going to hear now in the second half.
So the same composer we ended with, Matthew Harris, and Will I Not Come Again, Lament of Loss, and then an excerpt from Henry IV, and then one of a set of four that you will hear if you come to the live concert. The live concert, you'll hear the witches doing their secret magic brew. But for the moment, we will sing Come Away, Death. And then the oldest song on the program, George McFerrin, Orpheus with his lute, into Sonnet 130, which you will no doubt recognize. My mistress' eyes are nothing like the sun. And then we'll end with another peppy one, Who is Sylvia?
Falstaff, you sweet little rogue, you. Alas, poor ape, how thou sweatst. Come, let we wipe thy face. Oh, rogue, I love thee. Thou whoreson little tiny Bartholomew boar pig, when wilt thou leave fighting on days and foining on nights and begin to patch up thine old body for heaven?
Oh, peace, good doll. Do not speak like a death's head. Do not bid me remember mine end. Kiss me, doll. Thou dost give me flattering busses.
Nay, truly, I kiss thee with a most constant heart.
I am old. I am old.
I love thee better than I love e'er a scurvy young boy of them all.
A merry song, come. It grows late, we will to bed. Oh, thou wilt forget me when I am gone.
Thou wilt set me a-weeping if thou say so. I cannot speak. If my heart be not ready to burst. Well, sweet Jack, have a care of thyself.
Come on.
Did share it. In sweet music is our
joy.
In sweet music is our chant. In music is our chant. Killing care and grief of heart and
my mistress' eyes are nothing like the sun. Coral is far more red than her lips red. If snow be white, why then her breasts are dun. If hairs be wires, black wires grow on her head. I have seen roses damasked red and white, but no such roses see I in her cheeks. And in some perfumes is there more delight than in the breath that from my mistress reeks? I love to hear her speak, yet well I know that music hath a far more pleasing sound. I grant I never saw a goddess go. My mistress, when she walks, treads on the ground. And yet, by heaven, I think my love as rare as any she belied with false compare.
Who is Sylvia?
Who is Sylvia? What is she? That all our swains commend her. Fully fair and wise is she.
The hand such grace did lend her that she might admired be.
Is she kind? As she is fair. For beauty lives with kindness. Loved up to her eyes repair.
To help him of his blindness and be helped in how it's fair.
Then to Sylvia, let us sing, that Sylvia is excelling, she excels each mortal thing.
Upon the daughter dwelling to her bed us covenant thing.
Who is Sylvia?
Who is
Sylvia?
Who is
Sylvia?
Who is Sylvia?
Who is Sylvia?
That set began with music of Matthew Harris and Will Not Come Again. Then we heard some dialogue from Henry IV, Part 2, Falstaff and Dahl. Then music of Jaakko Mantajärvi, Come Away Death, from Shakespeare's Four Songs. Followed by music of George McFerrin, Orpheus with His Lute. Then Sonnet 130 of Shakespeare, and finally, Who is Sylvia? By Matthew Harris, the soloist Emily Price. And with that, we've come to the end of this impromptu with Chicago A Cappella, prepared by its principal music director, John William Trotter. And we also heard two members of Chicago Shakespeare Theater, Barbara Robertson and Greg Winkler. The script adapted and directed by Tom Mula. And this was a preview of a concert to be given four times in various Chicago venues over the next couple of weeks. It's called Shakespeare a Cappella. Performances taking place this Saturday evening at 8 in Nichols Concert Hall, Evanston, and Sunday afternoon at 4 in Rockefeller Memorial Chapel on the University of Chicago campus. And then there will be two more performances next weekend, Saturday, February 20th at 8 p.m. in Pilgrim Congregational Church of Oak Park, and Sunday, the 21st at 4 p.m. in Wentz Concert Hall, Naperville. For tickets and information, please go to chicagoacapella.org or call 773-281-7820. Our thanks to these very fine artists for making this impromptu possible. And thanks also to our broadcast engineer, Eric Arunas, assisted by Matt DiStefano, and also to our impromptu producer, Louise Frank. I'm Kerry Frumkin. I hope the house sells out. It certainly should. This impromptu is supported in part by a grant from the Elizabeth F. Cheney Foundation, a Chicago-based philanthropy dedicated to arts and culture. It's also supported by generous gifts from members of the WFMT Fine Arts Circle. And if you enjoyed this live performance, please consider becoming a sustaining member today. Ongoing monthly contributions are one of the most effective ways to support the station. It's quick, it's easy. Become a sustaining member now by pledging online at WFMT.com. This is WFMT Chicago, 98.7 FM, HD1, and WFMT.com.